This wool and silk tapestry is one of a set of 14 depicting stages in the life of man. It was completed in 1565, probably for the Palazzo Vecchio in Florence. The tapestries were to hang in the winter dining room of Duke Cosimo I de' Medici. This tapestry is 4.7 metres high and 4.4 metres wide. That's just over 16 feet tall and 14 feet wide. It's woven largely in yellows, blues, pale browns and greens. The tapestry depicts a man halfway through his pilgrimage of life. He's seen from the back, walking over uneven ground towards a rocky outcrop in the distance. He's ascending the mountain of salvation. The man wears a knee-length belted tunic in pale yellow. His hair is short, and his clean-shaven face is partly visible in profile, his eyes fixed firmly ahead. He's flanked by two female companions. The woman to his left is the personification of innocence. Her clothes appear to be classically draped robes, and her hair is partly covered by a yellow flowing scarf. She holds a golden bowl, from which two small wings protrude, a symbol of the life of man. The woman to the man's right turns her head to look at him as she walks, the fabric of her yellow headdress whipped up behind her by the breeze. She's the personification of faith. To her right is a winged child, the symbol of divine love, so tiny he only reaches her knees. Ahead of them, religion and piety wait on the rocky outcrop, dressed in robes of blue and yellow, their hair covered by long mantles. The entire scene is surrounded by a wide border of decorative strapwork, a stylized representation of metal or leather, cut into elaborate shapes and embellished with scrolling. At each corner, there are men and women in classical dress, and along the bottom, children clamber through the strapwork at the base. These human figures cast shadows on the strapwork, as if they exist outside of the frame. In the centre of either side is a terminal figure, a bearded man with a naked upper body that tapers into a pedestal at the hips. At the feet of these figures are grotesque masks, a fusion of lion and man on the left, and a gaping gorgon with snakes for hair on the right. At the top of the border, two horned goat-like satyr faces peer through a heavy swag of fruit and flowers. The original design for the 14 tapestries is by Giorgio Vasari, the 16th century painter and architect. Only four survive.